NCA doesn't have the technology to take any radio station off air. NCA doesn't have the technology to interfere in any radio station. NCA doesn't have the technology to jam any radio station. What NCA does is if you are found not to be in compliance, then we have a task force that will come in and confiscate your equipment. The business process that actually lead to that have been very manual up to this point. It was taking a longer time for you to appear on the radar of not having renewed. Now we are actually implementing an application that is integrated at the back end so that there will be a dashboard and we'll be able to have visibility into who is in compliance or who is not in compliance at any point in time. The way communication works between different countries is it is actually governed by the International Telecommunication Union. And so they set boundaries and limitations as to how that's done. It doesn't appear to me that the other countries have followed suit. And so we are pursuing that. We recently have meetings with our folks in Togo. And we believe that we'll do the same with Burkina and then also Ivory Coast. So it's, you know, every country is giving a certain distance, right, where you can transmit up to. It's difficult to enforce that. And you can't go to Togo and charge them. You have to now escalate to ITU and to even the regional ITU, what's called ATU, to have them looked into.
I've had several discussions with the operation members and then the chief accountant. When there are adverts in the papers, sometimes as a new MD, I ask myself, why don't we tender in and express interest to win those contracts? Then my attention is drawn to the fact that even if we win, we do not have the requisite equipment and machines to do these modern printing works. That is a big limitation. Quite apart from that, the classical example is the recent elections of 2016. We were given one region to print. The one region we were given to print happens to be one of the smallest regions. Even that, most private companies finished theirs ahead of schedule and we were still struggling to complete the works, even though we finally produced quality works. So the point here is we need proper retooling and overall recapitalization. Yeah.